If any of you watched one of my prior blogs where I talk about holding more space for myself this year, one of the things that we need to do when we're holding more space is to ensure the space around us allows for that unfurling of energy so we can command our attention and focus better than ever before. But how do we do that? Well, there's something called energetic space clearing. I'll leave a link to my course for that particular technique below, but what space clearing is effectively ensuring that the energy and spaces around you can be cleared and flow just like the energy within us. Think about a river. If a river doesn't flow properly, things get clogged up and stuff down the river can be impacted negatively by the flow not being right. The same thing happens within our bodies, our chakras, and the same thing can happen in spaces around us. So if the energy doesn't flow right, then what can happen is that things can get stagnant and you can feel that. How does it get that way? Well, it comes through the various reasons, one being the intensity of the energy in the area. Perhaps it's a place where something really, really high energy or negative energy occurred and it kind of left an energetic stamp. The other thing is the frequency of how many times that type of energy repeats in the location. And there are other reasons why as well. I'm sure you've been in a room or you've walked in somewhere where the energy made you go, there's something not right about this place. Or perhaps somebody just had an argument with someone in a space. You walked in and you could feel that negative, angry energy. That is the type of thing that can fill a space and stay there if it lingers, if it's repeated, or if it's high intensity. How would you clear up a river to allow the energy to flow? You would remove debris. You would do a variety of different things to try and improve the flow. So one of the easy things you can do to improve a space's energy is very similar to feng shui, is to clear out the clutter. Remove things that would block energy. Think of a river. If the energy was flowing through a room, would you remove different elements to allow the energy to flow better and allow a clear pathway? Another thing that you can do is think positively about the space. So if you know that something negative happened in a particular space, you don't want to irk it on and increase its intensity by continuing to think of that negative thing. What you would want to do is transmute that energy. Think of the positive. So whatever it might be, think of a better outcome. Think of the better position. For example, if you know that a space has some sad feelings because somebody is no longer with you, instead of when you go in that room, focusing on that negative sad sensation, think of the fact that that person's in a better place. Or think of the positive things and the things that make you smile about that person, so you slowly transform the energy in that room. Now, I've oversimplified the process here, and I've just touched on a few little bits and pieces like feng shui and like moving things physically and thinking about things energetically. But again, if you want to learn more about energetic space clearing, this can work in your home, your office, your healing space, anywhere you go, including when you travel. I'll leave a link to my space clearing course below, but I hope this little bit of information was helpful for you and that you hold more space for yourself this year and that the space around you is beautifully, lovingly, transparent, and flowing. Big love always.